Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
Yes, hook that death chord in my veins. That was Matt singing along, doing the vocal hit.
That was me.
That was good. Anyway, that was Chelsea Grin.
People hire me to do that.
Number 23 on our top 50 of the year. Chelsea Grin with Scent of Evil. Before that was Tonight Alive. Nice change of pace with Crack My Heart. Number 20, that's 24. Oh, yeah, Tonight Alive, blah, blah. 25 is Soulfly, the other band out of Brazil from the countdown.
Very good.
That is great because a lot of people reviewed that album. That was the title track, Ritual. And people were like, this album's great because it doesn't sound like Soulfly. It sounds like Sepultura. And it does.
You're right. Sepultura 2.
Yeah. And number 26, of course, is Anal.
You should call it Sepultura 2, the sequel to Sepultura.
It's like never mind. 26 was Anal Nathrak with Forward, a song about
was
trench warfare. Going over.
Ever.
Up and over is probably one of the lines because I'm running the.
They
chances.
Don't happen if you do that, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. As you can hear with the EDM machine gun sound effects. What a song!
I was at in Philly a couple weeks ago, and we were listening to music through someone's phone in a car, and it was like, you know, what do you like? So it was one of our buddy's friends, who's a big CrossFit guy, and he's like, oh, I love metal, bro, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I played that song, and he's like, it's weird, bro. It's weird that you like this.
Ah, so good. I mean, it's one of those things. It's coffee or beer, whatever. Once you start going deeper and going higher,
that's what it's like. That is what it's like. He's drinking a couple nice buds. He's having
might
fancy
have a bud heavy.
Yeah, I'll have a Harpoon IPA once in a while, and then he's like, "Hey, man, I like beer," and I'm like, "Yeah, try this. Try this."
Porter. That's 20%.
Try this porter. You can only buy it once a year.
Oh, man. Great stuff. Great stuff. Thank you for introducing the audience to that band.
You're welcome, audience.
All right. And then two quick Chelsea Grin stories. Number one, first, they played Warped Tour this year. Final Warped Tour.
Rightfully so.
And I was all... So I'm going on, and my friend... actually, you were supposed to go. Mike replaced you.
It was supposed to be
Mike
me.
Left. And so I was like, I had one more band to see before my niece was done with her friend. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go see Chelsea Grin. I'm like, and they come on. I'm like... That's why their singer looks drunk. I'm like, where'd their really big guitars go? I'm thinking, and I don't recognize any of the songs. I'm like, oh, I was excited about seeing Carnifex, and this is Chelsea Grin, which, if you know about deathcore, is probably happens more often than you think. But anyway, speaking of their singer, who is not drunk, he just looks completely different because the Carnifex singer is a skinny ripped dude, and his opposite is their guitarist, who's just ginormous.
Different dudes.
But anyway, Chelsea Grin. That song was sung by Tom Barber, who is now their lead vocalist, formerly of Lorna Shore. And there was some drama this year because the original singer, the previous singer, Alex Kohler of Chelsea Grin, he was leaving the band, and Tom Barber hopped on for this new album and was touring with them. And he's like, you know what, Lorna Shore, I'm a Chelsea Grin guy now. And Lorna Shore was like, what the hell? And they all got furious, and all the deathcore minions got angry and riled up.
They were very mad.
You know?
That's
the end of my Chelsea Grin story.
It'll be all right, guys.
Well,
all the deathcore kids just started typing furiously onto the 4chan message boards.
Oh, man.
Reddit M.
I'll always have a deathcore spot on my countdown, though. All right, let's move right along, shall we? Number 22, we'll go back to the black metal. This band, some people would say they're not black metal anymore, even though they helped bring it to the masses, the mainstream masses. Mm. They had a very controversial single out called God Equals Dog. This is not that song. It is that band, Behemoth, at number 22, with the song Botzabel on the Brutal Brunch Top 50.
Our good boy.
2018.
Our sweet boy.
Nurgle.
A little UFC talk here during the break.
I was trying to think of the segue, but it was wrestling, not UFC. Anyway, that was number 19. Seven Dust is still going strong.
Incredible.
Of course, I just tell the same Seven Dust story all the time where I shook LeJon's hand outside of House of Blues one night.
Rightfully
so. Very exciting. After the Black Label Society fans came in, and I went out with all the other Seven Dust fans. Anyway, that was Dirty off their most recent album.
What a weird tour.
Cracking number the top 20 was Marduk with June 44 off of Victoria, 21 with Churches with Graffiti, another change of pace. I can guarantee you that no other countdown this year is going to go from Behemoth to Churches to Marduk.
Nope.
So you will not hear that anywhere else. Anyway, Behemoth, Bart Zabel was number 22. And
Good. We summoned Bart Zabel.
I was going to say, that's a nice segue into horror movies, but before we get to that, shall we put Marduk on the stand?
Yeah, put him on there.
Is Marduk problematic?
I feel like yes. I feel like they use the imagery in the way that they're trying to like get a shock value out of it, but I think this in the last couple years, like that's just wearing very thin on. Whereas like you could do it. I mean like film and to the shorthand to evil is the Nazis. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's like there you go, boom. You want to talk about evil stuff, boom, Nazis. But it's just like that didn't hit the right way with people, and they just thought that they were cool, kind of. And to the extent that, like, the conceptualization of evil as being cool, I would rather just stick with the devil and Bart Zabel and Samael and all the categories of demons and so forth than actual, like...
People, agreed. I mean, that song is called June 44. Yeah. We all know what happened in June 44. It was D-Day, and he sings about the beaches in that song, and they have an album called Panzer Division Marduk.
They do.
They sing about the Blonde Beast.
He's a great singer.
I mean, it's a little bit... and then they bought... Well, their big thing this year was that they two of the members bought their credit card... Somebody, like a credit card thing charge popped up where they bought stuff like Nazi propaganda from a... A problematic place. And alleged people, I think it's a little bit of a stretch, but they're like, I think it was Metal Sucks or somebody was like, we interviewed an expert and they said this would not be for, you know, how like Slayer and Lemmy would have like, like hang stuff up and stuff, which I think again is probably, there's a whole other
argument.
We'll save this for one of our regular shows. Cause they were trying to draw a distinction between like the Lemmys and Slayers of the world and Marduk, and I'm like, no, you can't, it's not working.
Yep.
But anyway, they were saying basically they bought pamphlets to hand out, not like a flag to put in your living room.
Right.
Which again is not necessarily right in of itself. But anyway,
Marduk. Here's your flag in a case.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's stuff like, oh, I'm a collector.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so Marduk, a little bit questionable, but I will say Daniel Rostain.
On the edge.
His real name, Daniel Rostain. I don't know if you're Swedish. I don't know what that accent
I'm not
is
Swedish.
Supposed to sound like. But anyway.
Thanks for asking.
Daniel, in that band, Marduk, he's the lead singer. He goes by the stage name Mortis. And we will hear...
WCW's Mortis.
Yes. With, he did not have two U's in his name, though.
No.
Mortis. And you'll hear him under his other stage name, Ariok, from another band later on in the countdown.
Interesting.
And so, yeah. And then we can... Yeah, I know you have to head out soon.
I do.
So we can talk about horror movies from this year real
yes.
quick. We mentioned demons being summoned.
There's a lot of demons getting summoned.
There's some of those, several of those movies, some good, some bad. There's that one demon they made a movie out of starring Olga Kurylenko from, what's that Bond movie? Everyone, she was a Bond girl and everyone got a bunch of pee babies got mad because she didn't get naked.
Casino Royale?
No, it was the one after that that people thought was boring.
Quantum of Solace.
Yes, Quantum of Solace. Thank you.
Daniel Craig is a boring James Bond. I know that's not what the conversation we're having, but like, I don't like
two of his movies were good, two of his movies were bad.
Craig-faced
were as good. But anyway, she starred in this movie called Mara, and about the demon that like
about
sits
Rudy
on your
Mara.
That sits on your chest.
Ooh.
And like you can't breathe or whatever while you sleep. Not a good movie. Yeah. However, much better movie was Pie Wacket, which is a witch slash demon gets summoned.
Okay.
By a girl who in the movie. This is like my wheelhouse because her backpack has two patches.
Mm-hmm.
One is melodic black metal
mm-hmm.
from a real band that I was introduced to via this movie, and the other one is the Him logo. And I just I'm like, that's me. That's my dichotomy.
And then she summoned a demon.
And then she summoned a witch demon.
That sounds like a good time.
And called Pie Wacket.
Pie Wacket is the demon.
Yes.
Okay, and it's also a witch.
Yeah, she's like into the occult and witches too, but I think it is a demon technically. You'll have to Google it.
All right. I'll consult the Hellhammer.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes. But there are any other movies you were asking about? Is Mandy your horror movie of the year?
I really like... I don't even know if it's a horror movie at a certain point. It's like a... I mean...
It's on the list. It's on people's lists.
It's like a violent... It's like a violent action movie, really.
I feel like that's being classified as horror now with like those kind of... That's like more fantasy horror, but you have movies like Green Room, which
or
is
like
horror, Upgrade,
which I really liked. Also, if that's a horror movie, I really, really liked Upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Mandy is spectacular, but points off, as we said before, for not giving us enough of the demon bikers.
I know.
I want a whole movie about those guys.
It was like
adventures they get into.
It should have been like when CM Punk was told to make Roman Reigns look strong when he fought the Shield 1-on-3. Like he should have made the Demon Bikers look stronger.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage should have made the Demon Bikers look stronger. You know, take some more offense. Let them get their stuff in.
Yeah.
Especially the guy at the end who's just like standing in a fire.
Yeah.
He should have got more offense in on Nicolas Cage. But I haven't seen a lot of horror movies this year, unfortunately. Like I want to watch that Bandersnatch thing. I got to watch Haunting of Hill House, which everyone is like. All the normal people, all my normal friends are like, you're going to watch this? So it's probably good. It's got Greg from Dharma and Greg in it, I believe. So that's good. I like that guy. But yeah, I don't know. Rare Exports was the one you said you were watching that
yeah.
I actually...
I mean, that's like 5 years old, but yeah.
But I was very interested in like seeing it because it's like a Christmas horror movie
yep.
kind of.
Out of Finland. It's kind of funny because like... I think 2 years ago was like mental health was kind of the big thing, which still is in some horror movies.
Yeah.
Last year was the beginning of this whole sensory horror thing. Everybody's like jumping on this whole, everyone's like making the joke between
the blind
with
thing.
Bird Box and
yeah.
A Quiet Place. But like those literally came out at opposite ends of the year. It's not really it started with movies like Hush, which
yeah.
was the director of Hush directs Haunting on Hill House or Haunted House on Haunted Hill.
Well, because it was Hush.
Wait,
then,
I forget what it's called.
I think it's called Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, okay.
There was Hush, and then there was Don't Breathe, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's another like, ooh.
Yeah.
You can't
And then
can't
A Quiet
see.
Place.
Yeah.
And then there was a year goes by, and then Bird Box came out, which is also based on a book. But anyway, Bird Box is getting a lot of hate, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, I've not seen it at all. All I've seen is that image of the guy holding the old lady's eyes open. and then a joke of like, yeah, look at
like
this.
A, like a meme.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is that, so you kind of have these themes emerge, and this year was definitely, I would say, kind of a feminist thing. And there, so, for example, movie which might be in my favorite horror movie of the year is Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a rape revenge movie, but
mm-hmm.
it is, they figured out, because a lot of the, like a lot of the previous ones, the exploitation films, were like,
you
they made
watch
you watch, exactly,
sexual assault.
And this is very much more implied, and
sure.
it's like, lo and behold, a woman actually directed this movie.
Okay,
and
makes sense.
Then you get to see the girl, who, the victim, she gets pushed off a cliff.
Tight.
This happened like the first 20 minutes of the movie, so it's not exactly a spoiler, and
okay.
you think she's dead, because she lands on a, like a branch, like a tree. And then I feel like, see, at first I thought it was going to be one of the movies like, what's the movie? There's like a similar revenge movie where like a woman gets possessed by a Native American spirit, but this is like her. She
Ooh.
Actually recovers, heals herself up, and then goes on a revenge run of revenge.
I like it.
It's very good.
I like those kind of movies.
The best scene is when towards the scene where she and another guy are chasing each other around the house, which is like designed. It's almost like a Frank Lloyd Wright type house, and it's like goes in kind of a circle,
mm-hmm.
and there's like 5 minutes of them just chasing each other in the circle. You don't know who's gonna come around the corner with their shotgun and shoot the other one.
I like a violent revenge
movie.
It's
very exciting.
I'll check it out.
But movies like that, Tragedy Girls, Unsane, Anne in the Apocalypse, Cam, Suspiria.
About Cam Neely, of course.
All those movies.
What was Cam about?
Cam is the one about the cam girl, directed by a woman. She was going to make a documentary about being a cam girl, and it was like, it's actually going to be more effective to make it a horror movie and just put my experiences as a cam girl into that.
Interesting. That's
so,
a good time.
It's on Netflix. Netflix original, whatever they call it these days.
I've been watching Baki the Grappler on Netflix, which is about an excellent wrestler.
Good.
There you go.
Excellent. All right. So anyway, a lot of good horror movies. My list will be complete tomorrow.
Can't wait.
All right. Let's get back to this countdown, the music countdown. Number 18. Is Jeff Rosenstock, formerly of the band Bomb the Music Industry, and he's gone, that band split, and he's been cranking out the solo works recently. He's going to play the song You're a Throat. That's Y-R, your, like the shorthand, the slang, as you do. You're a Throat by Jeff Rosenstock. It's number 18 on the Brutal Brunch Top 50 Songs of 2018.
Happy New Year.
American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips: only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Crooked faith, the darkness flows from hallowed halls to broken homes to prey upon the weakest lamb.
Gestures, the rats are closing ranks. They paint themselves as angels, also run.
Deliver us from the blackest of eyes.
Deliver us,
just us for the lost.
Straight down.
Better.
hiding in the ivy. I know you're too afraid to call. Getting ready for the winter here. They've gathered pyramids of salt. You saw them having trouble breathing. I know you think that it's your fault. Saw you hiding in the ivy, keeping quiet through the fall. There's a bird inside your rib cage. You scream so I never forget. From your chest, there's a bird inside your rib cage. I keep trying to forget. Watch the night start to decay. And you wonder in the morning who's gonna drag the sun out of the lake. You move gently off the sore spots. I can see that you're in pain. Everything left in the light here long enough. It's someday gonna fade.
Now into the top 15 of our countdown here of the top 50 songs of 2018. That was the Wonder Years with Pyramids of Salt off their album Sister Cities, which garnered them a lot of critical acclaim, a little bit of a change away from the pop punk that they were known for. But anyway, that was Pyramids of Salt at number 15 on the countdown. Number 16 was Parkway Drive, another Australian band with I Hope You Rot off of Reverence. Before that was Wan Woman with YTDMHTL, also known as You Don't Tell Me How to Live, off of Capture the Flag, their latest album. And we kicked off that set with Jeff Rosenstock, who came in at number 18 with Your Throat, off his album Post. Matt unfortunately had to depart, so we're going to zip through the rest of this countdown so we can squeeze it all nice and tidy into a four-hour time slot. And we're going to move right along to number 14. I mentioned previously that Daniel from Marduk would be on the countdown again, and here he is again. This is his other project called Funeral Mist, and it is the song Metamorphosis off the album Hecatomb, and it comes at number 14 on the Brutal Brunch Top 50 of 2018. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.